Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Difference of 2 seconds, the game clock and the shot clock.
Worst case scenario, we're going to overtime.
Jokic a screen, Murray to try to break the tie.
No time out by the Lakers, they gotta go.
James, a bump, the feed, a push shot, no! Zero's on the clock, the Nuggets advance! They have won!
For the confidence in this group, if it stays together, obviously that includes you, but just this group as a whole?
No. Because we lost. I'm not a participation guy.
Oh, baby, the Lakers lose. Their season is over, but a phenomenal basketball game. That was LeBron James. That was Jamal Murray with the game winner. Kevin Harlan on the call. You heard a little Reggie Miller. And just, no, honestly, I'm going to take my Lakers biases aside. Look, you guys know I can't stand the LA Lakers. As we say, good morning to everybody out there getting off the graveyard shift. Rodden Hayward, the truck driver, I heard from you in a long, long time. Come on, man. Get those tears out today on the morning roast, Big Ron. I know you're out there somewhere. But shout out to YouTube and Twitch and Twitter. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. You can now download the Odyssey app directly from our YouTube and Twitch pages as we have added the QR code on both pages. And shout out to the Xfinity Mobile text line, overnight dancers, muni drivers, cab drivers, Uber drivers, you name it. Shasky, Lubman, Spinotti. I'll just say this right off the rip. Before we even dive deep into this game, Shasky, these playoffs have been really good. I've enjoyed the first round. No stress. Taking a step back, kind of eyeing the league. Last night was a phenomenal basketball game. That was grown man basketball. Grown man basketball. You see all the Nuggets. Guys are playing 46 minutes, 43 minutes, 40 minutes. Jamal Murray, questionable with a calf strain. Guts it out, hits a game winner. Just a great, great basketball game last night.
Jokic had a bad game and had 20 and 20. By his standards.
By his standards.
Like, he's phenomenal.
25-29, sorry.
I love that. I thought Anthony Davis had a great year, just in general, and I thought he had a pretty good game. Offensively, not what he would want to do. LeBron James, with the left-handed finish in the lane, I know you bring up LeBron, it triggers a lot of people's feelings or whatever, but watching an all-time legend like him attack the basket, he's still one of the best players in the league. And then to see Jamal Murray hit multiple shots down the stretch, started the game and ended the game. It was just such a bookend. It was a beautiful game. Aaron Gordon, bury his own with some huge rebounds down the stretch. And then Austin Reeves, Spadoni's boy. I thought he played really good yesterday.
He did. He did. That was
but
just,
the Lakers are done.
The Lakers are done, and it starts an offseason. There's a lot of lucky question marks. We're going to have a lot of questions on this offseason here. Jermaine Wiggins, WEI in Boston, is going to join us at 8:30 because I think the Celtics are in trouble, too. All of a sudden, I'm looking at the New York Knicks saying, they have a shot to go to the NBA Finals.
Oh, my God.
It would not shock me if they went to the NBA Finals. Anything could go down. But Minnesota-Denver is going to set up to be a monster second-round series, something I am looking forward to. The young guns in Minnesota against this Denver team that just won't die. They didn't play great this series. They trailed for most of it. They win it in five games. I saw people tweeting like, hey, it's the most competitive five-game series I've ever seen in my life. Okay,
wait, are we keeping... Was that Windhorse?
No, we're keeping tabs on five-game series now. Sure, great.
The Lakers absolutely were terrific in going down in this series. I'm not sure I've seen a more impressive performance in a sweep ever.
Until he saw the Lakers have a lead in every single game of the five-game series they just lost.
Right.
75% of all the minutes played, they were leading.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Wow. But that game flipped in the third quarter. With Anthony Davis.
And the Scam Man.
The Scam Man, Darvin Scam.
I came up with that a while ago. Don't let the internet fool you. Yeah. I started Darvin Scam early on in the chat.
Dude, listen, I'm watching him with hands in pocket, not calling timeout. Well, I'm saying every CYO ref across the country is saying, hey, Darvin, listen. LeBron is going to choke you out if you don't call a timeout. Whoa. What are you doing? And honestly, this is where I would say to LeBron. LeBron, why don't you just call the timeout?
That's what I was about to say. Right. Just call the timeout.
Dude, first of all, his game four tantrum, jumping up and down in front of Darvin Hebb. Challenge it. And him jumping up and down, using all 42 inches of his vertical, jumping up and down and throwing a tantrum like he's Baby Chaz or something. Like, what the hell are you doing, LeBron? You want to deal with that here in the Bay Area? You imagine him and Draymond Green contesting a call with a referee? Oh, my Lord. Anyway.
The tears will be flowing from Steph.
Last night, Anthony Davis hurts his shoulder. It's obviously dangling, left shoulder, whatever it was, a stinger. I don't even know what they called it after the game. But the Lakers are rolling. They're up 69-60. They're rolling. Call the timeout. Get AD out of the game. Get LeBron. Get a good lineup in there and stabilize your lead. Instead, the Nuggets go on a 12-2 run. Darvin Ham's sitting there with his hands in his pocket. AD can't shoot. LeBron's literally telling him, run to the corner. We're not going to pass you the ball because you can't do anything. You're playing 4-on-5. You blow the lead. Then you say, you know what? Okay, now's a good time to call a timeout. Darvin, it's an elimination game. That's the game, homie. You're done. You're going to be an assistant coach again if you don't get this timeout called. And he doesn't call the timeout, and the Lakers blow it.
I don't know if you follow along the way I follow along on different reports, but ESPN, and this is in succession, 10:50, okay? The game ended at about 9:45.
Yeah.
10:50, LeBron James shrugs off a question about his future with the Lakers. And then at 11:27, Darvin Ham's job is in jeopardy.
Yeah, I know.
By 6 a.m. this morning, I've already seen four different credible people talk about Darvin Ham out the door, and the Lakers are open to drafting Bronny James. I mean, you want to talk about the clutch movement working in the middle of the night?
And I ask you, Joe Shasky, you really want to deal with that up here in the Bay Area?
This is what I say to you, Bonte.
Oh, gosh.
Where do I sign up?
Oh, my Lord. You complain about it all the time. Now you want to deal with it? Oh, my God.
Did you see LeBron in the fourth quarter?
No, listen. He played God mode in the fourth quarter. Game two and game. Last night, I was like, oh, he's going to win this game. He's going to will them to a victory.
That left-handed finish was so sick.
he was everywhere.
He was like, you're going to put Michael Porter Jr. on me? I'm going right by him.
But then defensively, you see the limitations now.
Well, of course.
Jamal Murray ducking all over him, posterizing him, then flexing. Then Eric Gordon with a key offensive rebound against LeBron James late in the game. He kicks it back out. Splash, three-pointer. The Nuggets take a lead. Listen, LeBron James is all-time great. But all the reports, as soon as the game was over, and I'm like, Sham Sharania, Sam, they're talking about a game in January with the Clippers when they came back from 21 or something.
Ready to go.
Like February, the story was printed out in 5 minutes. It's amazing. Like the Sun story.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about this enough. Minnesota beats Phoenix. 6 minutes later, There's Sham Sharania with the report how Phoenix is out on Vogel and how KD doesn't like the offense and all these different things. It's like, what? How are these stories coming in? Like, just, it's in the drafts, ready to go.
Well, I have I actually kind of respect it because as a procrastinator, you know, I usually take my time and I'm late on the project and then I end up half-assing it last minute. Clutch? I mean, they're out in front of everything.
Clutch in the Athletic.
Who's running Clutch right now? Like, is it still Mav?
Yeah, it's Rich Paul. Rich Paul's running Clutch.
Yeah, but Maverick Carter's still a part of it, right?
Yeah, sure. LeBron,
so Maverick Rich Paul's the one at the head of the snake.
Yeah, basically.
The man does a great job, I have to say. I mean, if you want representation, forget Scott Boras. Go get yourself Rich Paul.
I mean, he's got Shams Charania in his pocket. Shams is in his pocket. So as soon as the Lakers lose, there's like five different reports out. I'm just like, damn. Lakerland, here's LeBron. You got the sound on LeBron. They asked him about his future, Spinotti?
Yeah.
Was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that.
That means he's gone.
Appreciate it.
Gone.
What a smile on his face.
What do you say about the season? What, Darvin Ham, because the participation trophy one was funny. I didn't hear that one. That was pretty funny. I was watching Inside the NBA, and they went to Mike Malone. And Mike Malone actually was classy last night. He gave the Lakers a lot of credit. Said, look, that's a tough team. I hope Darvin, he was like advocating for Darvin to keep the job because I think he wants to coach against Darvin because he's worked well in his last 13. Against
I really want Nick Mullins to stay the quarterback of the 49ers when we play them.
30 straight against him. Come on.
He was talking up Darvin Ham. He's a really good coach, and I hope the Lakers have the patience. That's a really good team or whatnot. Mike Malone was sweating yesterday. Mike Malone, you see Lakers, him on the sideline? Oh, Mike Malone was sweating like, oh my God, if we have to go back to LA.
You think LeBron would want Steve Clifford to come coach the Lakers since he's such a great coach?
Oh my God.
He's available.
Oh my God. Nobody's going to want to sign up for that job. Who wants to sign up for that job?
Unless the Clippers clean house and get rid of Ty Lue.
Paul Silas Jr.
Honestly, and we're going to have a lot of fun today because we're going to.
I think LeBron should be the coach. If he's going to stay in LA, I'm dead serious on this.
What I was going to ask.
Why doesn't he just be player coach?
I was just going to ask, what's the toughest job in sports as a coach? Is it managing the Yankees? Is it coaching the Lakers? I mean, what is the tough? Is it dependent on who's there?
Cowboy head coach.
Cowboy head coach is a good one. It's a really good one.
I would say Aaron Boone's job's pretty difficult.
Yeah, the Yankees. I was bringing up the Yankees. Yeah, Red Sox.
To your point, you know.
Dodgers. Those are some tough.
I mean, like I don't know about the Dodgers because Dave Roberts has got like immunity. The guy's lost so many damn playoff games, and he's just got unbelievable job
security. You guys know what's going to happen. You guys saw the reports last week. Terry Francona wants to manage again.
Oh, Tito.
Oh, he's going to go to the Dodgers.
He
after
says he
this
wants
year.
To manage again.
He does.
Oh wow.
We should call him Toucan Sam because anytime that there's a job opening, he's sniffing around trying to get his butt in the seat.
Hey, he might get that job. He might get that job. He may get the Yankee job. What are the Yankees like? Yo, Terry Francona, come to the other side here. Make the evil switch.
I think Aaron Boone is actually underrated.
I like Aaron.
They've had a lot of injuries the last couple of years, and I don't think their roster is close to as good as everyone else thinks it is.
I'm not.
That's a great question. What is the hardest job?
I would not want that Laker job. And
I think
it's not because of the Lakers.
Job's difficult, too.
Warriors job's difficult now, no doubt about that.
Given where they're at and who they're dealing with.
And Joe Lacob's the owner, and he wants
to
win.
It's like a no-win situation.
And Joe Lacob wants to win, and he's sitting courtside watching you. He's watching every rotation saying, I don't know if I like this lineup.
Courtside. He is staring at you courtside.
He is right there.
Micromanaging every second. He is. And I kind of respect
him. He's having conversations with referees. I've seen him game two. You were at this game. They're playing the Dallas Mavericks. Second quarter. Draymond's in foul trouble. We see Joe Lacob literally during the timeout having a conversation with one of the referees. It was next level. I was like, this is great. He was birdie from above the rim.
We can agree that when you go hardest job, like the White Sox job right now, because they're the worst team in baseball by a country mile. Right. Like, that's really not
a hard job.
It's not that hard. Like, you're done. There's nothing you could do. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is, and you're just going to have to take it on the face. So when I look at these pressure cookers, it's like no-win situations. And that's why I think the Warrior job is kind of underratedly very difficult. And this is why I'm a little more lenient on Steve Kerr as the years have gone on. Look, when there were, you know, a champion and you couldn't screw up any of the rotations or whatever, I would be more critical. Now I'm less critical because I think the job's very difficult.
It is very difficult. Very, very difficult.
I mean,
difficult.
The egos are unreal. But the LeBron James coach, I mean.
I would not want David Blatt, Ty
Lue. Of an all-time great. I mean, has Mike he had Brown, the most coaches?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there even close?
Jordan had Doug Collins and Phil Jackson.
Okay, Kobe had
Dale Harris,
yes.
Phil Jackson, Rudy Tomjanovich, wasn't then Phil Dunley Jackson
there for a minute.
D'Antoni, Mike Brown,
D'Antoni, Mike Brown,
Byron
at the
Scott.
End. Yeah, at the end there. Yeah. At the end, it got a little wonky, but they don't have a lot of. Like Magic had Pat Riley,
and then he had
Mike Dunleavy Senior.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Westhead, Paul Westhead to start, and he got him
Pat
up out
Riley
of there.
Came out of the booth. Yep.
Pat Riley was the assistant though.
Yeah, you want to talk about Toucan Sam in it. I'm sniffing that Stan Van Gundy can't get the job done. Let me come down from the booth.
When the title with Miami, got Van Gundy up out of there. No, I would not want to sign up for that job with the LA Lakers. And it's a great job. Like, if you get to coach the Lakers, it's one of the brand names in all the sports. It is. It really is. That Laker logo, it is iconic. I hate the Lakers. Their uniforms are great. The logo's great. No, the court is great. Yeah, it's an all-time classic. That's why I like the Yankee stuff. And I admit that on the front end. But boy, coaching LeBron and AD, and what comes into that. Like, I remember I had a couple of years ago, I had a friend who works at the Lakers, and he was like, dude, when Luke Walton was coaching, Luke Walton, they'd be at practice. They're in the huddle. Luke Walton starts explaining something, and LeBron just cuts him off. Just cuts him off and starts talking. It's just like, what?
Well,
like,
this head coach.
Yeah, I mean, but still.
I mean, he was like, probably right.
Cuts him right off. It's like, yo, I'm taking over this practice.
But this like, goes back this, to why if I'm dead serious on this. If I was a random team trying to recruit LeBron, be the head coach, so what?
So would you want to be the player coach with the Golden State Warriors?
No, I think Steve Kerr is one of the very few coaches in the league that has enough equity to be able to coach him. How many guys have you had? Spoelstra?
Well, Spoelstra almost got pulled out the paint. Pat Riley was there.
That was a young Spoelstra. It was his first job. I mean, 15 years later, 10 years later, he's viewed completely different. You know, I just think there's very few people that have the bandwidth and the credibility and the resume to be able to stand up to LeBron.
Probably only three, right? Spoelstra, Popovich, and Kerr.
Exactly. Yeah.
You don't think Pop?
No. I don't know what Pop would do with him. I don't know.
He respects him. Like, they've done, like, Team USA stuff in the past,
true.
I think, with him.
That's
so
true. And, obviously, LeBron
Pop
loved Coach K.
Pop want nothing to do with that. You think Coach K comes out of retirement, takes that job? Remember Coach K was rumored to be a Lakers coach?
I kind of wanted
Kobe,
to see him do it. Didn't
during
you?
The Kobe era? He was going to leave Duke and be Kobe's coach with the L.A. Lakers?
Has he finally stopped putting the shoe polish on his head?
Well, it was a toupee at the end, right?
You know what? I do love you some Coach K now. I used to hate Coach K.
Of course. I do. Great.
We've established this. You're a 75-year-old white guy. We know you like Duke.
Watch it, Coach K.
Like, everyone knows this.
Watch Coach K walk up and down the sideline. I mean, it was kind of cool. It was kind of cool to see the Blue Devil.
The Cameron Crazies. Monte's in there with a bunch of, you know, white students.
Speaking of Cameron Crazies.
Painted face.
Well, that's a perfect segue, because speaking of Cameron Crazies, the Giants are at Fenway Park. And we were talking yesterday, Shasky. We got 3 main things today we're going to get into. We'll bring up the first main thing. And the Giants are at Fenway Park. And it is one of the more iconic venues in all of sports. Europe, North America, South America, Africa, you name it.
The Green Wall.
The Green Wall. And when you see the Green Wall in person, it's like, whoa. Whoa. So when it comes to bucket list stadiums, you brought up the Cameron Crazies. I've always wanted to go to Cameron Indoor Stadium. And I know the Dean Smith Dome is 9 miles down the road in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. My bucket list item is a lot of college basketball venues. Allen Fieldhouse in Kansas, Lawrence, Kansas. I always want to go to Allen Fieldhouse to place Wilt made famous, James A. Naismith, whatever, Paul Pierce, Rafe LaFrentz, Jacques Vaughn, you name it. Cameron Indoor Stadium, the Dean Smith Dome, Rupp Arena, Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky. I'm a sucker for these venues. Just want to see them. But Fenway Park, in a lot of people's minds, is that bucket list venue to say, I've been to Fenway Park. I've got to go to Fenway Park. Like, knocking off Wrigley Field a couple seasons ago, Shasky, was like, wow, Wrigley Field. Like, I can't wait for you to go to Wrigley Field. You're going to love it. Love it. Wrigley Field was iconic, and I'm glad I checked that off, and I need to go back because I want to see more of it. Just walking around the neighborhood and seeing, like, wow, balls are really coming out here to the street. It's a real neighborhood. The ballpark is in the middle of a freaking neighborhood. It's cool. Boston Fenway Park was special. It is a bucket list item.
So that's the one for you.
No, the one for me, I told you, Cameron Indoor Stadium, D. Smith. I got a lot of stadiums I need to get to.
Well, I mean, it's not just one.
I can't pare it down, man. It's too many. All right, for this exercise, I'll say Cameron Indoor Stadium is my bucket list item.
Really?
I got to get to Duke University, go see a game at Duke. I have to see a game at Duke. 9,733 people, whatever the capacity is. It's hot in the gym. It's standing room only, it feels like. The ticket is hot. It's going to pay a grip of money. But just to be there at the place Coach K made famous, I have to go to Cameron Indoor Stadium. That's number one for me right now.
Okay. Okay. Wow. Well, if I had to go back in time, because I put a lot of thought into this, I know exactly where I would want. Like, one of the main bucket list items, Yankees, Red Sox, early 2000s at Yankee Stadium, the original Yankee Stadium. Now, that's not going to happen. They've torn it down. It's just different. I want to feel the vitriol of the two fan bases. Like, I just want to I want to feel it in the air. Like, that's the thing. And I've been thinking long and hard about this one. And I got one that I don't think anybody's going to have on their board. And I know somewhere Dan Dibley's going to be listening to this saying, I birdied the 17th hole. I got to get out to St. Andrews at some point, and I got to play. I got to play at the Home of Golf. That is one of my bucket lists. It was one of my things that my dad and I talked about over and over and over and over again. It's something you can experience with family. It's supposed to be one of the greatest walks ever in terms of playing golf. St. Andrews, Scotland is my number one. And I know nobody else can. I've got other ones, but that is my number one bucket list item.
I like that. Champ Ross, fantasy boxing predictions. Kansas basketball, Allen Fieldhouse. Yeah, I got it. Because Allen Fieldhouse, they have the windows. And I think the sunlight comes in during the day.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, it's pretty special. Bucket list item. Spadoni's love it. What is your bucket list item? Bucket list stadium you got to go to. Langford could get in on this too.
We were just talking about playing at the Masters and Augusta, or just like going there and being in like the ambiance and stuff like that. But for like stadium wise,
anywhere. It could be anywhere. It could be venues. Let's just say venues.
Man, I would go with Wrigley Field. Never been to Chicago. Yeah. I always wanted to go there. The Ivy. There's something special about it.
I've not been to Wrigley either.
Also, it's loved Rookie of the Year as a kid, too. Yeah. Henry Rowan Gardner and stuff like that. That'd be probably one for me.
Wrigley's unreal.
Like, because there's no football. Like, Green Bay, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I hate cold. Like, I'm not trying to go out there and freeze myself.
Yeah, but I think I want to experience it one time. Right. Like, Lambeau's on my list.
Yeah, in October.
Lambeau's on our list.
October's
and the Niners go to Lambeau next year. I'm trying to go to a road game, and the Niners are going to Minnesota, Green Bay, Miami, and Buffalo. And I think I want to go to Buffalo because of Orchard Park, the tables and everything like that in the middle of the neighborhood. But it's down on the list. I like Wrigley, though. Wrigley, you'll be blown away. Love me. What you got?
Mine, for me, is I really want to see, like, a cold, like, snowy blizzard game in Buffalo, like, late in December.
Really?
Yeah, I just, like, because Buffalo just, to me, it's one of those NFL towns where it's, like, they really have nothing else going on aside from, like, Bills game day. So I just want to go to, like, one of those towns where everything shuts down on game day and everything is about, you know, football on Sunday. And then to do it in, like, in those conditions just seems like such, like, peak hardcore football fandom to me. I don't know. That just looks like it would be like such a really cool experience to be a part of. Like a blizzard game in Buffalo blown to the break.
888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. What is a venue you have to absolutely go to? By the way, Dwayne Fontana. Our boy, shout out Dwayne Fontana. His Facebook posts are pretty funny.
Yeah, they're great.
He's great.
He's a legend.
He's a legend on the Facebook. Said, meet us in Miami, dog. Yeah, my girl's up right now, Dwayne. I'm not going to Miami.
I have a story about the Giants' first ever experience at Fenway.
Oh, I want to hear
during the regular season in 2007.
I want to hear it.
I was there.
888-957-9570. I would like to go to the Big House. Michigan is a good one. The Horseshoe, Columbus, Ohio. 888-957-9570. Giants are visiting the Red Sox at Fenway Park. What is a bucket list venue you have to go to? What is a venue? Name your top three if you want to. That's coming up, brought to you by Fremont Bank, Full Service Banking, No Compromises. The hell is Fedonia the Lakers?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.